Thank you for joining me again today here on God Is. And as we did last time, we continue today in our conversation with my good friend and the president of China Source, Dr. Brent Fulton. And Brent is also the author of China's Urban Christians, A Light That Cannot Be Hidden. Brent, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark.
And I understand this is a little bit different of what we usually do here on God Is. And don't worry, soon we'll get back to teaching the Bible as we continue to explore who God is. But what I've wanted to do in these days together is to expose you to what God is doing around the world. Our God is a great God, and He is sovereign and in charge of the entire universe. And there are millions of Christians who are worshiping Him as we speak in the nation of China. And so we're talking to Brent, who's an expert on China, about this. And I want to just remind you of a couple of things. First of all, I'm offering free copies of Brent's book signed to the first 10 people who contact me for a copy. So get in touch with me today if you'd like a copy. If all the free ones are gone, I can still tell you how you can get a copy. And of course, you can go to Amazon.com anytime and get it. The title is China's Urban Christians, A Light That Cannot Be Hidden by Brent Fulton. My email address is mark@markaswallow.com. Let me spell it, mark@markaswallow.com. You can also get me by sending a note, regular mail, snail mail, to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. That's God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. You spell Winchester, W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Or you can contact me on Facebook. Facebook, God Is, W-E-Z-E. The handle is God Is, W-E-Z-E. I put a link there to Brent's book, and you can also get in touch with me there. Also, of course, every broadcast of God is available as a free podcast from the WEZE website, and that website is 590amtheword.com. You just go to 590amtheword.com and click on podcast at the top of the homepage, and then God Is will be there. All right, all of that's by way of an introduction as we begin a fresh week together here on God Is. And now we'll get back to the conversation between Brent and myself. Brent, I hope you had a good weekend.
Certainly did, Mark.
Excellent. Now, when we left off last time, we were talking about some of the history of Christianity within China and how that affects today's government of the nation of China, how they view Christians or how they view the urban church. And your book was published in 2015. Things change very quickly, very rapidly in China, as you said. For example, I noticed in the book that you talk about the greatest threat to urban churches and Christians not really being the government, but rather being social and cultural changes. However, I think I am correct to say that in recent times, China's Christians are being persecuted severely again. I know we're praying about that and talking about that in Hong Kong, where we are today. Are we right or wrong about this? Or is it one of these situations where what is true in one place is not true in another?
Well, there has been a significant shift in the government's attitude and policy towards Christians just in the last couple of years, as the Communist Party has sought to re-exert its control over literally every area of society. And in some places, in just the last few weeks here in fall of 2018, we've seen unregistered churches that had been allowed to flourish for many years suddenly being closed by authorities. We've seen pastors being detained. Again, not everywhere in China. Different places, we see different degrees of this. In one province I know of, that the government is forbidding children, people under 18, from being involved in religious activities, from entering churches, even the official churches in China. And so certainly we've seen a change of tact on the part of the government. I wouldn't say that Christians across the board are being severely persecuted today, but we are seeing incidences and an alarming increase of the incidences of Christians being harassed and detained and otherwise persecuted by the government. So we certainly are seeing things shifting in China.
And we are emphasizing this is the fall of 2018 because you may be listening to this at a time in the future. And so we want to emphasize that as things change rapidly in China, we sit and talk and things will be different next week, next month, certainly next year, right?
That's certainly true. And when I wrote the book, it was 2014. And I made the point in the book that the biggest issues facing urban Christians in China, and I was looking particularly at the unregistered church, those Christians who operate outside the officially recognized church in China, the biggest issues they face may not be issues related to the government. In other words, persecution may not be their biggest problem, but other issues that the urban church was facing at the time, materialism, how to structure the church, how to raise up trained leaders, how to help Christians have healthy families and healthy marriages. Those have all been very important topics for the urban church. And just some context here, the church in China up until the 90s was primarily a rural church. That's where most of the believers were found. That's where the great revival was taking place. But as China has undergone the most massive urbanization in the history of the world, there has emerged a new kind of church in the cities of China. And that was really the focus of my book, China Urban Christians, a new kind of church where believers got together for Bible studies. Those Bible studies became small fellowships. Those small fellowships eventually became congregations. And they were not related to the traditional house churches in the countryside where the big revival had been taking place, but nor were they connected with the official church that had been around really since the 1950s. They were a new kind of standalone church, and they began doing remarkable things. And in this gray area, this murky area between legality and illegality, they were able to start these new churches. They were able to grow, and they were able to get into all kinds of interesting areas like publishing and doing things on the internet, and some of them even starting Christian schools. This continued really up until earlier this decade, but then under President Xi Jinping, again, as the party has sought to exert greater control over society, this gray area has begun to shrink. And so for many Christians today, the limitations on what they can do are becoming more and more of a reality. And we see the government putting in place new regulations specifically aimed at religious groups in China. And those new regulations are beginning to bite and beginning to affect our brothers and sisters in China.
And so how are the urban Christians in China responding to that?
Well, they're responding in different ways. For example, there was a group of about 118 unregistered church leaders in China, urban leaders, who got together and signed an open letter to the government, calling on the government not to pressure the church in China, saying to the government, we acknowledge the government's legitimacy. We are not anti-government, but we wish the government to leave us to run the church and to not try to pressure us to close down. Eventually, close to 300 pastors added their signatures to that open letter. But many other pastors did not think the open letter was a good idea because they felt to be that upfront with the government and to go head-to-head, as it were, with the authorities would actually bring more problems to the church than if they were just to lay low and let things play out. And so Christians in China are responding in different ways. Some of the groups that have been meeting openly in rented office spaces on Sunday mornings are saying, this is too risky. The government's probably going to close us down. So let's break up into small groups and meet in different areas around the neighborhood. Other congregations are saying, no, we're going to dig in our heels and we're going to continue to meet like this until we're shut down. Again, believers have different views on what to do. And I think in many ways, for the Christians in China today that are facing this new pressure, it's not the government pressure itself, but it's the disunity and the dissension that's arising within the church over how to deal with the government pressure that may actually be a greater threat to the church in the long term.
So would the church, for example, benefit from spending time in the scriptures or Bible teaching from their pastors preaching to them from, let's say, Paul's letters to the churches in the New Testament, dealing with practical matters such as unity between believers or unity in the church?
Very much so. I think that is an area of great need within the church in China, because with the freedom that the believers have enjoyed relatively over the last decade or so, these urban congregations in many ways have become rather independent. There have been some denominations that have actually got started within the urban church. And different groups are kind of being cut off from one another, in some cases openly criticizing one another. And when the persecution comes in, the government would love nothing more but to divide the church. And so I think this whole area of unity within the body and how to work together, even though we may not agree, it's a hard one for what they're facing right now, but I think is essential.
Yeah, and so would the evil one. So would Satan love to see that be a way to destroy Christ's church, right? And
that's how he works, yes.
Right. So China's Christians are the same as we who are Christians anywhere else in the world. Very similar struggles and deeply in need of understanding who God is, in deep need of understanding who God is from the Word of God.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're running out of time again today, but we're going to continue our conversation next time with Dr. Brent Fulton. And if you have questions for Brent, email me with those questions. I'll pass them along to him. Or go to chinasource.org. Chinasource.org, that's the website of ChinaSource, where Brent is president. And they'll be in touch with you if you have a question. You can send it directly there. And I hope that you will come back and join us for another day tomorrow as we continue our conversation about who God is, and specifically God in China, God amongst the urban church in the nation of China. Join me again tomorrow, along with Brent, for God is...